What's going on, everybody, man? Welcome back to episode 9 of the podcast. I am your host, King Doug. And man, what a day for international basketball. I should say, what a week for international basketball. Obviously, the hot topic of today was USA versus Serbia. But before we get into the USA Serbia game, we're gonna do a quick recap of this week. USA ends up beating Brazil in the quarterfinals. They end up beating Brazil. I want to say they beat them by 21 points. 21 points. They beat them by 20. No, it was definitely 21 points against Brazil. I definitely got that wrong. What's today? Thursday. They play Tuesday. Oh, I'm so sorry. So USA beat Brazil 122-87. I apologize for that. And B actually he had 14.7 rebounds going into the half. And man, I mean, Anthony Edwards and KD, they both didn't have a good game, but Devin Booker had led the team with points. He had 18 points, which led the whole team. So they ended up beating Brazil. But let's get into them advancing, and they had to play Serbia today. This game was a very scary game for USA. For majority of the game, they were down by Serbia. The highest Serbia had Team USA today was 17 points. They was up 17 points as the highest. But going to the half, they was up by 11 points. 83, I want to say it was a 11-point game. Curry had the hot hand tonight. Curry definitely went crazy tonight. All of his threes were hitting, man. But Serbia was looking like the Golden State Warriors. Everybody on the team was shooting threes. Bogdan Bogdanovic, he went crazy today, y'all. There was a lot of defense being played in this game. Both teams didn't score over 100. Steph Curry had 36 points in this game. He was 12 for 19 from the field, 63% from the field. He was 3 for 5. No, he was 9 for 14 from 3. He shot 64% from the 3, dropped 36 points, and Ellis only had 2 points. But that second half, they ended up changing their offense. Jason Tatum didn't play. No, we're not going to make this topic about Jason Tatum not playing, because it doesn't matter, because USA was able to make a huge comeback. Probably the greatest comeback in USA Olympic basketball history, in my opinion. I have never seen a game like this. They were down by so much, and in the fourth quarter, they were able to come back. Devin Booker hit a big shot. Joel Embiid started hitting big shots and being aggressive. LeBron started being aggressive, going to the paint, using his force down the lane, transition. Steph Curry hitting big shots. KD coming in the game hitting big shots. And another big shot KD had when they were down 11, and KD had hit a shot, and AD had fell into him, which was, it was an and one on his part, which cut the lead to 8. Which cut the lead for Serbia only by eight. Bringing the game back down to single digits. Then you had Devin Booker come back down. He hit a shot, and they were down by five. And then Joel Embiid comes down, and he hits a jumper. They were down by two. I think Drew Holiday hit a big shot in the corner for three. I watched this game from start to finish, and defense was on point. Curry had some steals. Curry had a big and one layup at the end. Man, this was a great comeback by USA, man. Everybody was nervous. I was watching Gil's Arena, and we were all reacting to the game. Gil's Arena was hype. Shout out to Gilbert Arenas and the pod. I was watching the pod. But USA literally almost lost this game. Like, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I was very, I was nervous watching this game because USA were down double digits for most of the game, and I've never seen a comeback this good in a very, very long time. As y'all know, the Nuggets and Timberwolves, that game seven when the Timberwolves came back, you know what I'm saying, they to advance to the conference finals, but I'm not going there. But this was one of the greatest comebacks I've ever seen from any team that I've ever watched. So shout out to Team USA for getting that team victory. Tyrese Haliburton also didn't play. But obviously the story is going to be Jason Tatum not playing. But at the same time, I mean, it doesn't matter, you know. Team USA, that they haven't lost a game. They haven't lost any games. They think they're like 7-0 right now. So they haven't lost any games. So Obviously, the topic of the story is going to be that they didn't play with Tatum, but I mean, they won the game, and even if Tatum played, I don't really know what the difference probably would have been, because this team was so locked in. And if you ask me, so the closing lineup they had was Curry, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, LeBron, and Joel Embiid. I think that should be the closing lineup. I think that should be the closing lineup. If you don't leave Devin Booker in the game, you definitely should have Anthony Edwards at that two spot. But I think this is probably your best closing lineup. Surprisingly, I didn't think Joel Embiid had 19 points. He was 8 for 11 from the field. He was 2 for 3 from 3. Bam didn't score. Bam was 0 for 2. AD was 1 for 1. He only had one shot. Went to the free throw a couple times. Devin Booker had 6. Derek White played 6 minutes, 0 points. He didn't score, but he had a couple of steals. He accidentally had one steal, but Anthony Edwards, he won't only get 3 shots. I think he'll definitely have a better game next game. But all in all, and LeBron has 16 points, 6 for 9, 2 for 3. LeBron hit some clutch. I think the whole team was clutching this game, if you ask me. But USA moves on. They will play France, which we'll get to right now. They will be playing France for the gold medal. France, they bench Rudy Gobert. There's a big story about that too. I mean, it's no secret, but Rudy Gobert is just not. He's a liability. You know, I don't see how he has four defensive players of the years, and he's a liability. And there was a quote on why. So, moral of the story is Rudy Gobert had a finger injury, and he was supposed to get surgery on the finger. So, I think Gobert was trying to get. I think Gobert was scheduled to have surgery I think Gobert was trying to have surgery on Monday, and the coach had came out and called a cap, saying that he doesn't need surgery. So that's a big conspiracy theory on that one. Also, the coach had explained the reason why he took out Gobert. The reason why he benched Gobert was because he wanted a defensive. He was looking for a defensive lineup. I guess he was looking for a better defensive strategy for the team. Was the reason why he wanted Gobert. Was the reason why he benched Gobert because he wanted. He wanted a defensive. Game plan. Which is crazy. Which is, if I'm Gobert, I'll be disrespected if my coach came out and said that he wanted a better defensive strategy, he wanted a better defensive strategy for the team they were playing. And if I'm a defensive player of the year, I would take offense of my coach saying that. We need a better defensive lineup. When you're looking at the defensive player of the year, four-time defensive player of the year, like you're looking at them. So it's like the fact that they came out and said that is kind of crazy. But this shows you that Rudy Gobert is a liability. I mean, if you can't guard, I don't see why you get these awards if you're not the best defensive player on the floor. Like you're not intimidating. Nobody's really. Every time you get caught in a pick and roll, like guards are always putting him in a pick and roll, and I'm gonna just be honest. He's never successful. He's never successful. So I don't get it. I think Wimby definitely should have won Defensive Player of the Year, if you ask me. But shout out to France, man. That crowd's gonna be crazy. As I know, the Olympics is in Paris, so that crowd is gonna be ridiculous on Saturday. So USA will play France for gold. Before we get to that, so they beat Germany. Which was, I was kind of shocked because Germany has a good team as well with Franz Wagner, Dennis Schroeder. They got Daniel Theiss. They got Mo Wagner. The Wagner boys, as Shaq would say, the Wagner boys. They got some talent over there. But if y'all didn't know, but Canada got eliminated as well. Jamal Murray didn't play good in these Olympics. It's very unfortunate. I think they lost to France. No. Germany beat Canada. Germany had beat. Hold on, y'all. Let me go to my. I'm going to go to my research department just to make sure. I've been trying to keep up with all the. So Canada lost to France. Okay, so I was right. So Canada lost to France, 82-73. Now I seen on Twitter that Shay took a shot at Jamal Murray, and said Batman needed Robin, but Robin only shows up for the Joker. And I think he was talking about Nikola Jokic, how Jamal Murray only shows up for Nikola Jokic, who they call the Joker in the league. If that tweet is true, that's crazy. Not gonna lie, Shay, that's crazy, but it's understood because Jamal Murray had not shown up this entire Olympic run for Canada. And, I think it's a contract year for Jamal Murray too. And I don't think the Nuggets are in a hurry to give him that contract. So we'll see what happens with that situation. But for right now, all I need to know is France will play USA for the gold. Obviously, I have USA winning. I have USA winning. After today, it shows how much heart the USA has, how much togetherness that they have as a team, And this was a very special game, a very special moment for Team USA. Even though Steve Kerr's his strategies are kind of questionable when it comes to lineups and stuff like that, and who plays and who don't, but I'm not the coach Steve Kerr is, but at the same time, USA had us. USA had the world scared. Had the world scared today, because if they would have lost this game, oh my gosh, that would have been the talk for the next week or two. But shout out to Steph Curry, LeBron, KD, Devin Booker. Big shout out to Joel Embiid for, putting his name down. But showing people that he's the best big man in the league. But if Nikola Jokic well got this win over Team USA and beat all those NBA superstars, that would have been a hell of a story as well. But I think the better story is Team USA coming back after being down 15 for most part of the game. So shout out Team USA. Looking forward to winning gold on Saturday. And they move on. Hold on, y'all. Let me go to. So, Saturday. Okay, so. For the schedule, USA plays France Saturday at 3:30 Eastern Time. I want to say that's 12:30 Western Time. But West Coast Time, 12:30. East Coast Time, 3:30. The bronze is at 3 o'clock, Germany and Serbia, but I don't think anybody's gonna watch that game. Everybody's gonna watch the gold medal game. I'll be watching that too. So yeah, man. Shout out Team USA, man. Looking forward to winning that gold on Saturday. All right, y'all, we're going to move on. Now there have been talks of Lauri Markkanen signs a 5-year $280 million. Lauri Markkanen signs a $283 million contract extension with the Utah Jazz, which makes him untradeable for the next year up until next offseason. So next offseason he can be traded, but this whole year he will not be traded until next offseason. If you ask me, I thought Markkanen was going to Golden State. There were talks about him going to Golden State. But I think Markkanen, I mean, he can stay in Utah and build his own name and kind of have his own franchise, and maybe they'll build a team around Markkanen in Utah, and he can just stay in Utah and stay building his brand and making a name for himself in Utah as the franchise guy. Or he can get traded and he can go to he can go to a team to he can go to a contending team that's looking to compete for a championship and possibly help a team win a ring. If you ask me, I don't really care where he goes. If y'all didn't know, but Lauri Markkanen is one of my favorite players to watch. I've been a fan of Lauri Markkanen since his rookie year in Chicago, all up until now. I knew Markkanen was going to be a very special player. His rookie year, he was top four in scoring. I think as a rookie, he averaged 15 points and like 6 or 7 rebounds with the Bulls. So, but then he got hurt, and then he was in and out of rotation. some games he would start, then some games he would come off the bench. Then he got traded to Cleveland. He came off the bench there. Then he eventually started. And I think they almost went to the playoffs. The 1 year they almost went to the playoffs. But they got out the play-in, I think. Then I think he got traded again. He went to Utah. And yeah, so far that's been the last stop. But I think Markkanen can definitely help a team. I don't know what team exactly, but I know Golden State was trying to get them. Really, they said they offered a potential, I forget the curly hair shooting guard player. I think his name was like Pajemski, Moses Moody, and some draft picks for Lauri Markkanen, and they turned that down. According to sources, they turned that deal down. I don't know why. That was a great offer. They would have traded nothing for something for a star player. So I don't know why they didn't go through with that offer. If you're going to stay, you're trying to win. I think I would have got that offer. You know, they flopped the bag with Paul George. They could have got Paul George in a sign and trade this offseason, and they didn't do it. So, Golden State, they see something in Pajemski. So we'll see where that ends up, but. I think Golden State should have got Lauri Markkanen when they had the chance. So yeah, we'll see. So look, the last topic of the day, we have trade rumors. So Brandon Ingram, Zach LaVine trade talks. I had a trade proposal idea. I don't know how people will feel about this, but I had a trade package idea that would be good for the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans should make this deal. Right now, the Pelicans have every position full, but they don't have a big man. It doesn't seem like Ingram is gonna sign an extension with the Pelicans. So I think Ingram is looking to be traded. So since the Pelicans need a big man, I thought why not trade Brandon Ingram to the Bulls? Trade Ingram to the Bulls and pair him with LaVine, and in return, the Bulls would trade Nikola Vucevic to the Pelicans, which if the Pelicans are big man, then Trey Murphy can move him to the starting lineup and be the small forward, which will give Zion more of a showcase to show more of his offensive ability with Ingram not there, which makes Zion have full capability of having the ball in his hands with a great new acquired point guard in DeJounte Murray, who was a great pickup for the Pelicans. He's another player who's one of my favorites. I have a jersey of him in my closet right now, which I'm gonna need a Pelican jersey from DeJounte. But you know, anyway, back on track. So Nikola Vucevic fills in that big man gap for the Pelicans, which gives them a big man that can spread the floor. He's a 20-10 guy, and in that package they'll get Kobe White. So Brandon Ingram gets traded to the Bulls for Nikola Vucevic and Kobe White, who can come off the bench at the sixth man and get them scoring. With Trey Murphy going into the lineup, Kobe White can be the sixth man to come off the bench and get them scoring, along with Herb Jones. And I think think Jose Alvarado is still on the team. If I'm not mistaken, I think Jose Alvarado is still on the team. I like his defense and his grittiness. I think they could use him. But yeah, tell me how y'all feel about that trade package idea. I know the Levine Ingram combination probably won't work, but Zach Levine is looking to get traded anyway. So I don't know where Levine will go. I think Levine needs to go to a team where he can be either the second option or the franchise guy. If Zach LaVine wants to be the franchise guy, I don't know how y'all feel, but if he wants to be the franchise guy, I think Zach LaVine goes to the, I think he goes to the Rockets, either the Rockets or he can go to the Trailblazers. The Blazers and the Rockets are two teams that don't have a franchise player. The Rockets really could, they really have two future franchise players, but they're not willing to offer them contract extensions. So, I mean, I would think Jalen Green is the franchise player, but they're not trying to offer contract extensions to neither one of them. So, I don't know where Houston is going as far as a franchise moving forward. And with the Trailblazers, I don't, there's no face or franchise guy for that team either. I know Anthony Simons is over there, Scoot Henderson, Jeremy Grant is over there, DeAndre Ayton, he's looking to get traded. I think they're looking to trade DeAndre Ayton. So yeah, we all know what's going on with the Blazers, but I mean Levine, if he's trying to be the franchise guy, I think the Rockets or the Blazers are two teams to watch out. Or if he wants to go join a contender, I can see Levine going to like a Golden State or like a Denver, or if he wants to go to like the Clippers, maybe go play with Kawhi. But who knows what Levine's gonna do? But that Pelicans trade idea isn't a bad idea. Like I just mentioned, you give the Pelicans a big man, and they can get a hybrid six man and Kobe White, who's averaging 20 a game off the bench for the Pelicans to back up DeJounte Murray. You can't tell me if you got DeJounte Murray at the point, CJ McCollum at the two, Trey Murphy at the three, Zion at the four, Nikola Vucevic at the five, and your sixth man, Kobe White, along with Herb Jones, one of the best defenders in the league, who made first team on defense. I think he made first team or second. I think first team. And you have Jose Alvarado. If he comes back, he'll be off the bench. So, yeah, so let me know what y'all think about that right there. Yeah, well, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, that's gonna conclude the show for this episode of the pod. Make sure y'all go subscribe. And follow the pod wherever you hear your podcast. I'm gonna try to get a couple of probably an episode or two out before the week of August 20th. But this is a special episode for the basketball Olympics. I might come back Saturday night to recap the gold medal game between USA and France, but thank y'all for listening to episode 9. We will be back for episode 10 Saturday night after the gold medal game. Make sure y'all go subscribe. Follow me on Instagram at DripGodKDub, And subscribe to my YouTube, K-Dub. My YouTube is K-Dub. The link will be in my Instagram bio on Instagram. Make sure y'all go follow up and support. And I'm gonna catch y'all in the next episode.